Welcome back inside the On Deck Show. We're getting set for Friday Night Baseball. It's the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. My name is Javik Blake, and as always on Fridays, we're joined by Shuckers manager Mike Guerrero. Skip, appreciate the time.
Thank you, Javik. Thank you for having me again. We're here to talk baseball.
How much fun are you having?
Well, it's a lot of fun when you see your kids perform something that you work your tail off in spring training, and you know it come to the to play real games, and it counts.
We saw this throughout spring training. It was a very good lineup. We saw some great production, but you were expecting, when you came out of spring training, 48 runs in the first six games?
Well, I will say no, but I will say that, you know, you cannot put a cap on these kids. They're really talented, and they're, you know, nothing that they can do on the field will surprise me. I've seen them for a while, and very talented kids.
We've seen the run scoring, we've seen the homers, we've seen the power, we've seen the base running. What aspect of it has really impressed you the most out of the gate?
I think the approach is really important. The approach, the ability of take walks and keep putting pressure, that actually, you know, gives you the opportunity. It improved your chances to almost to a 30% to get the pitch you want when you're able to put that pressure on.
When last night, the lineup saw over 200 pitches. There's only been one non-starter that you guys have not seen in a series. How much does that help set things up later on in the series when you've really dragged these pitch counts out early on?
Well, our main goal is the, you know, for them to control the strike zone, but also we'll try to focus on today. Then that's the most important thing, and one day at a time. And you know, in our big league team, say, you know, we heard Murphy says the who's next. So we actually, you know, expecting who's next. You know, and we tell you can be next.
Blake Burke in spring training, we heard a lot of great things about the power and the pop, and to say it has translated to the season's an understatement. Six homers in six games. What has impressed you the most about his game?
I think, you know, his approach, looking for certain pitches, certain times and all that, gives him the ability to do all that. Staying in the middle of the field, not just on the pull side. The ability to go for power to all field is impressive.
Well, and especially opposite way, six homers, four of them to opposite field. What does that say about his development, that power to left is really easy?
Well, it's not just the power to left. It's the ability of hitting the ball in the middle of the field with power. Yesterday, the hardest hit ball that he got, it was to center, but this field is a graveyard. He should have had three homers in the middle of the field. So he hits the ball hard to all field. I would not, you know, would just, oh, he hits the ball out to left. No, he hit it to all field. He had hit a couple balls into center field that any other ballpark is a homer.
How much does that transform this lineup when you have him hitting hard balls to center, Matthew Wood, another one who smacked a couple of hard balls to center, but up and down this lineup, we're seeing a lot of guys who can go to all fields?
Well, you know, it's you know, they're working on it. The organization is working on it, teaching guys to hit the ball, you know, with strength to all field, and also controlling the strike zone. It's something that part of our philosophy, and it's going to help them to develop at the end. You know, when they get to the big league, the ability of hitting strike gives you the opportunity to hit the ball hard.
On Jesus Madei, another guy who's done that, it kind of seems like he flipped the switch on Sunday with that four-hit game, two triples last night. I know it's been six games, but what is the growth you've seen from him early on?
Well, I don't think we've seen nothing that he's capable of doing. We shouldn't put a cap on this kid. He's just has so many tools. His skill set is really high ceiling. I think, you know, as he matures, we're going to see his capability. I think, you know, I believe that we haven't seen nothing yet. He's pretty close, you know, to say that baseball declares him as the best prospect in the minor league. So that tells you a lot. I think it's a supermarket. You know, I think I said the same thing about Chorio. You know, this kid is gifted. I think he's you know, God given. But we got to be able to develop those skills to Matt's capacity, so he can keep doing what even to a higher standard to the big leagues. So hopefully he can continue playing this level like it is, like he would play in the big leagues, and those skills could continue to develop. Like this group is really talented. They're really buying into our philosophy as an organization, and we'll support each one of them in every area.
And you took the words right out of my mouth. You did use supermarket to describe Chorio back in 2023. Are there some similarities you see between both of those guys?
I think the similarities, they both were young and really talented, and you know, they still need an education. I think it's baseball. It's an education. I think six game is unfair to say, oh, you know, here and there. But it's just it will show how much ability he has. I think it's an everyday performance. At the end of the year, we'll find out where we at, and I think we expecting nothing less.
Well, Skipper, the boys keep this up. This is going to be one real fun season. Appreciate the time.
We're looking forward to it.
We're back after this on the On Deck Show.